This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and I'm Cody Oakes. Today, Billy Brim will be sharing from her series entitled Holiness and teach you about the power of living a holy life. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
He wrote not only the Ten Commandments, but he wrote the tenor of all the words God spoke. Verse 27. Exodus 34, 27. And Jehovah said, Moshe, write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was there with Jehovah 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables of the words of the covenant the Ten Commandments. And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that Jehovah had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before Jehovah to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. And that was that 50th day after they came out of Egypt. And after that night of Passover, they came to that mountain and they received on the 50th day, they received the law. And God said, you come up to Jerusalem every year and celebrate getting the law. And so Jesus left 40 days after he fulfilled the Passover. And he said, now you go down there to Jerusalem and wait. We know how long they were in the upper room. They were there 10 days because they're waiting for the day when they celebrate receiving the law, receiving the word of God. Bless the Lord. And on this day, they're there on that morning. They're all people are there from all over the world because they're in obedience to God. They've come up to celebrate this feast. And on this day, when the law came, later, the Spirit comes. The anointing comes to the body. Same day. They're supposed to put two and two together. And Paul will do it for them a little later. We'll read it. But this day, they're there. Hallelujah. Chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. This is Acts chapter 2, verse 1. Nice that they're in one accord, but that's not what brought it. It was the appointed time. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound. Heaven sends sounds. We heard one. 1 month ago tonight. Who would think that I would be standing here 1 month to the day and preaching to you after the Lord spoke to me in the nighttime about it? I'm telling you, we're just like the book of Acts. We are not another way. We are like the book of Acts. Probably they're writing a book somewhere. And on August the 10th, God sent forth one of the living creatures. from before his face down to the Tarrant County Convention Center. It's written somewhere, I can tell you. I can tell you it's written in a book. I used to teach on publications at Rhema, and there's lots of books God's still writing. Somewhere it's written in the book. And 1 month later to the day, I visited Billy Brim in the nighttime and told her to bring to their attention the visitation. Ooh. I like to be a part of a supernatural church, don't you? Things happen like they do in the book of Acts because that's the purpose of the redemption. The purpose of the redemption is that we might have this Spirit who guides us and shows us and teaches us this is the plan. This is what happened. Take a look at it. And then power comes from Him. Did you see the power that came through Brother Copeland that night? Yes. Boom, boom, boom. And he walked through that. Boom, and you this, and you that, and you this. And he brushed by a lady. And he said, someone here is getting healed of crippling arthritis. And she screamed, it's gone, it's gone. And I think she'd been like she wasn't even able to go out of her house for the past 3 years without help. She went dancing around the place. That's called power. And we must believe for it. And we must never touch it. Glory be to God. That's what happened on the book of Acts. Power came from heaven on them. Yes. Power. Not some little baptisms in the Holy Ghost. Lake said ought to be baptisms in power. Not just an ability to speak in tongues. Thank God you get a heavenly language of power. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, God is dramatic. Did you realize that? I mean, He had people from all over the world there that day to watch the coming of power. Why, my goodness, they'd been looking for it all from the Old Testament days. Jesus had been talking about it, and He's got an audience on hand. He puts on a good show and demonstration. He likes to demonstrate. It's amazing to me people don't like to talk about signs. God's a sign-giving God. Yes. Signs and wonders, but He wants people to be able to read the signs. That I had my little DAT system on August 10th. Because you know what I would have said? I would have said, this is Billy Brim coming to you from Tarrant County Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, in the Southwest Believers Convention, where tonight one of the living creatures has been sent from the throne of God and appeared here to take a message back to God. To inspect us. And I'm going to tell it. And I'm going to ask the Copelands. And I'm going to ask others. If they won't mind. If I come to their places and something happens. If I tell about it. Because that's what God called me to do. He said, I called you to be a witness. He told me that from the scriptures. Like He told Paul. I called you to watch me do things and tell others. I'm going to tell it too. I'm not going to, if I'm in a meeting and an angel appears, I'm not going to act like one didn't appear. I'd like to be in there on the day of Pentecost. But you know, the glory of that latter house is greater than the former. I'm going to be here when the greater glory falls. Yeah, she said the debts would get overpowered, but I'm going to cover mine with the blood. And then maybe God will broadcast it without even any radio waves. You know. I'm going to start believing. I'm telling you for big things. I have already started believing. Luke was there. Others were there. And they told about it. Well, he was there by the power of the Spirit. The Holy Ghost was there, and he helped Luke write about it. He actually wasn't in this upper room. But other witnesses were there. And it was something big. The promise of the Spirit came. Chapter 2, Acts chapter 1, 2 and verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. That means fire came, like on that mountain out there. Now the fire came on the men. It was on the mountain. Now it's on the men because the blood cleansed the men so the men could have the fire. In the Old Testament, the men had to stand away back from the fire. But in the New Testament, in the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, the blood washed them and the fire caught on the men. In the Old Testament, don't let a man nor a beast even come near this mountain. They'll die. That's the difference in not having the blood on you. But in the New Covenant, the blood was spilled. And he went up and got the fire and put it right on the men and in the men. When you see a little bit of power displayed down at the church, don't go home and say, well, I don't know about that. I don't know if it's the will of God or not. I don't know about that. I just don't know. I really don't know if they ought to laugh like that. I don't know.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The message today was from Sister Billy's classic series entitled Holiness. In this 14-tape series, Billy Brim teaches on the power of living a holy life. As you listen, you will learn how to discipline the flesh, live according to the Spirit, separate yourself more unto God to become endued with power and become holy as He is holy. This set includes four for only $60. You can order this set by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. For ministry and meeting information, call 417-336-4877 or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Don't forget to log on and hear the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast on the World Wide Web at www.billybrim.org. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.